Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Joining us today to talk about her important new book, Insights into Sensory Issues for Professionals, Answers to Sensory Challenges, is Kathleen Morris, MSCCC/SLP. The book is a best of life-changing articles aimed at professional readers from the award-winning SI Focus magazine. SI Focus magazine is the first of its kind, serving as an international resource to parents and professionals who want to stay informed about how to address sensory processing deficits. Founded and published by Kathleen Morris and edited by Carol Kranowitz, this magazine's carefully selected articles will help the reader gain knowledge in the latest research products and recommendations by experts from across the country. Kathleen E. Morris is a pediatric speech pathologist who has been in private practice for over 25 years. In 1990, she founded Lakewood Pediatric Therapy in Dallas, Texas, and later added a second clinic in Copeland, Texas. She currently speaks to parents and professionals regularly, in addition to volunteering in orphanages in Russia, Romania, and Bulgaria. Kathleen, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and that was such a message. What a mouthful for you.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, goodness. Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show, Kathleen. And just for people who aren't familiar, what is sensory processing disorder?
Well, sensory processing disorder, and we hope to have it officially recognized in the DSM-5 that will be coming out within a couple of years, is a term for diagnostics of sensory integration disorder, which was established and researched by Dr. A. Jean Ayers years and years ago. And basically, in a nutshell, since we have limited time, it's not limited to children, which is one misunderstanding. It can take place across the age span, but predominantly it becomes apparent in children, where your brain is taking in information, but it's not computing, what do I do with that information? And it has to do with the five basic senses that we all learn, touch, taste, and so on, but also involves two other ones, vestibular and proprioception. So it's something that people can read up on. I know we don't have enough time here, but it profoundly affects how an individual understands the world around them.
Yes, it really does. My mother was extremely sensory defensive. And, of course, this was in the 70s, so everyone just thought she was nuts. You know, she never got any validation for it. And then I have a daughter who has sensory issues, and I'm able to see, wow, I have a better understanding of what my mother went through.
Okay.
And it's so important to get that awareness out. That's why I really admire the work that you do. And in Insights into Sensory Issues for Professionals, you have articles from wonderful people who've contributed terrific articles. Like, you talk about speech therapy and occupational therapy, sensory issues and learning disabilities, research on sensory issues in adults, hyperactivity, impulsivity, system integration. And we won't have time to talk about all those, but if you wanted to, is there anything you want to highlight in there that you'd like to discuss today?
Yes. Very first thing, I want to go back, because I always try to include this when I do a professional or a generic presentation to audiences. Although I said it's the way the brain processes the information, it has nothing to do with cognitive ability, has nothing to do with intellect. I don't like people to misunderstand that.
Yes.
So you can be challenged mentally, or you can be a genius, and it still can have an impact. So it's not a mental disability. Now, the compilation that we've put together in the magazine, this is our seventh year in producing SI Focus magazine. And over the years, we have had some marvelous contributors. Many of the topics that you've mentioned, we've really covered the gamut from different perspectives on insights to help various professionals. And the only problem with a magazine, as much as I love magazines and I love publishing this one, is that you read it and then it's almost gone. We do have back issues available on our site, but if people could get that information in one nugget. Now, I credit Future Horizons, who is one of the leading publishers in autism, but they've recently, in the last year, taken on Sensory World, which is part of them. They asked me, would you like to combine articles where people would have it all in just one spot? And so that's what we've done with this. This is Insights for Professionals. Next year, we're going to do Insights for Families.
Oh,
but
great.
I think people would find it very revealing. Get a copy for your OT. Get a copy for your teacher, for your physician. You know, they need to understand, and this is a book that they can relate to understand vision, hyperactivity, you know, all types of issues. So I don't know. Did I answer your question?
No, I just, you know, you did, and I was just wondering if there was, I thought it was really interesting was learning disabilities and the connections between those, and also the speech therapy and the occupational therapy. I'd like to see how the different therapies can overlap and help the child or the adult. I find that very fascinating.
And that's the value of having this all in one place, is that you can compare different professionals, different interventions through these articles. So I've been very fortunate to have these people write for the magazine, and I'm just thrilled now to have this collected in the book.
Yeah, it's really terrific. You also have a section on Jean Ayers, and for listeners who aren't familiar, can you tell us about Jean and her work?
Yes. She studied at the University of Southern California. She did pass away. We lost her in the 80s. And I just missed meeting her because I started my clinics the very year after she had passed away. But she's an occupational therapist. She had a degree in OT as well as psychology, and did brain research there and really established what is going on with these individuals that they would have this sensory miswiring, if you will. So Jean has laid down the groundwork, and it's certainly OTs that are trained that can test, diagnose, treat. Some physical therapists can also do that. I, as a speech pathologist, however, incorporate a lot of the strategies and the way you work with people into my field of speech pathology. So it's really accessible to a number of professionals. And Jean has left a wonderful legacy, that Dr. Lucy Jane Miller, being one who studied under her, is furthering in research. She's done 30 years of research, and she's the one that is heading up the effort to get this in the DSM, which would help it be accepted by insurance.
Oh, that is so crucial. Now, how is that process going right now?
It's coming along very well. I received an email from Lucy probably a few, maybe 6 months ago, and she was stating that it's made the first cut.
Oh, terrific.
The people that decide what gets into the DSM. It's in the top, I think, 12 or 14 now, because they can't accept every diagnosis, and, of course, you have to have tons of accurate research, which Lucy has been able to do with the help of others. And so we're getting very close. It's very exciting. For anyone who wants more information on that, let me just get this in.
Sure.
Go to www.spdfoundation.net. That is her website, and they can get all the information that they want on where the status is of getting that accepted.
In the second part of your book, because you have the part one, and I mentioned some of those issues, and then the part about Jean Ayers, and in part two, you have articles that focus on vision and sensory issues, the absence of mental health professionals and sensory processing disorder, research food sensitivities, which is a big one, the neurobiology of challenging behavior, and more. And I was just curious about the absence of mental health professionals and sensory processing disorder and treatment, if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very interesting, and I don't want to be negative in any way. I so appreciate those who serve in the mental health field. In my clinics here in Dallas, we always had one or two people in that field on staff. But across the country, it's just like anything else. It takes so long to get the word out there. What I can validate is for the last year and a half, I do workshops all over the country now through Summit Professional Education. And I've had an increasing number of people from the mental health field that are open to this and understand that, yes, they have good behavioral techniques. They have different things they can teach parents. But if there are underlying sensory issues, it kicks out what they know. I mean, it overrides it. Let me say that. It overrides it. So that they need this additional information added to their tool chest of what they do professionally. And they always come up to me. I always, always have a psychologist, a psychiatrist come up to me during the workshop and say, this is going to change the way I practice. I really understand it now.
Oh, that must feel so good.
That particular article in the book talks about how we're missing that in the schools. And it was written by a psychologist who, you know, knows from where she comes and what's going on out there. So I think that's insightful. Getting this book in the hands of a school counselor, a psychologist, would be extremely beneficial.
Yes,
Lisa,
definitely.
Can I tell people where to get the book?
Oh, of course, of course.
Come to our store, at www.sifocus.com. We have a store there, and it's ready and available.
Oh, that's terrific. And the other thing that I hear a lot about, Kathleen, is the food sensitivities. And it seems like kids who have sensory issues have more of the gluten and casein sensitivities. Have you found that in your work?
Yes, they can. There can be a number. Sensitivities are different than allergies, and that's mm-hmm. the purpose of this article. Matter of fact, there are two articles in there on that topic. And it truly is helpful to understand what are sensitivities, what could be going on here. So that article is focused on that population and helping people understand
that. Yeah, give us the websites again and anything else you'd like us to know.
Oh, you are so thoughtful. well, the magazine website, along with our store there where you can get the book, is www.sifocus.com. We also have a free e-newsletter that people can ask us for it, or just send it out this morning every month, where we have continued information about resources and articles, not articles that we've done in the magazine, but to help raise awareness. There's so many excellent organizations out there and websites that people need to know about. So what I do in our e-newsletter is let people know what's available. We do reprints, and then it sends them to that location where they can get more information.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Kathleen. I encourage everyone to check out Insights into Sensory Issues for Professionals. And if you work with professionals that really need to learn about this, this is the book for them. And, again, Kathleen, I just really admire the work that you do. And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care, and bye-bye.